After disastrous back-to-back sessions for their previous two albums, the Beatles were determined to get back to their roots. For what would become their last recorded album, Abbey Road, released on this date, September 26th, 1969. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. The intent was to keep things simple and get away from a lot of the production they'd been utilizing since Sgt. Pepper's. Just the four Beatles in a studio with George Martin. They went to where their recording career began just 6 years earlier at London's EMI Studios, located at 3 Abbey Road. The recording process was mostly smooth, although there were some disagreements about how the album would be presented. Paul McCartney wanted the entire album to flow as one complete piece, like Sgt. Pepper's, but John Lennon wanted straight-up rock songs. So they reached a compromise. McCartney's medleys would make up side two, and Lennon's individual songs would make up the first side, along with George Harrison's Something and Ringo Starr's Octopus's Garden. Ironically, the album came together as a thematic piece, a story bridging the early days of the band to their later days. And the album ended, appropriately enough, with a song called The End, featuring dueling guitars by Harrison, Lennon, and McCartney, plus a drum solo by Ringo. By the time the album was released, John had played his first solo gig and told the rest of the band he was leaving. The others went to work putting finishing touches on the Get Back album they had shelved, which would be retitled Let It Be and released as the final Beatles album. But the final recorded album from the Fab Four was Abbey Road. It would hit number one and stay there for 11 weeks and be instantly hailed as a masterpiece. It was the end of the Beatles, although no one knew it at the time, on this date, September 26th, 1969, when they released Abbey Road. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.